The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
But first, two very important questions. Have you ever tried to stack marbles while wearing boxing gloves? Also, did you know that marigolds and geraniums hate each other?
Absolutely.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
I didn't know that marigolds and geraniums hated each other. But you know what? There is a whole flower society. In the world of plants, they have like the Capulets and the Montagues, the Sharks and the Jets. And I keep forgetting that there are whole classes of flowers that despise. They feud with other flowers.
Well, there
we
you
don't
go.
Have time to get into that right now.
History, science,
folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a little crazy here.
Yeah.
Albin is mopping up. We spilled some water.
Yeah.
And you're mopping it up with an Eric Metaxas Show t-shirt.
Yeah, it's absorbent, very
it's
much.
So
like,
absorbent. Really,
like
you're doing that to demonstrate the
here.
Absorbency
yeah,
of
exactly.
most of the stuff
okay. We're getting all cleaned
that has
up here,
the name
folks.
Of the show
don't,
on it.
Don't mind us.
Oh,
go ahead.
Gosh.
Just keep listening.
Well, actually, Albin, in a few minutes, today we're talking to a former KGB spy.
Ooh.
And honestly, I've met him before. We've talked before, but this is the first time in this studio. So we're going to be able to get it, on YouTube. And it's such an amazing story. So stick around. We've got the better part of both hours today. It's just an amazing story.
Yes.
Now, I got to tell you, Albin, there's mm-hmm. a lot of junk on the table here. And then I look more closely and I say, it's not junk.
No.
It's high quality stuff. Look, this is an Eric Metaxas Show hat,
mm-hmm.
okay? This is another Eric Metaxas Show hat, okay? There's a T-shirt there. We're not going to send you
wet,
that one, but we're going to send
wet.
You two other T-shirts. This is the grand prize.
Mugs that easily spill,
for
apparently.
Mugs. Look at these mugs. The grand prize for our
Food
for the Poor campaign is getting so big. It's like the Mega Millions where it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
But all you need to do to win all of this is give anything to Food for the Poor. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. You click on the banner. There's a crisis in Latin America. Now, this is a serious crisis, and it's a serious issue, but we're trying to have some fun in enticing you to give and to give big. Every $50 you give gets you another chance to win all of this, okay?
Yes.
But even if you give $20, you get a chance. Everybody gets one chance. If you win all of this, you're going to blush because you're going to say, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
This is a level of swag that the world has never seen.
Never.
This will make the world tremble. It'll make your neighborhood tremble when they see this arrive at your house. But we have everything you can imagine here. We have signed copy of hardcover Bonhoeffer, signed by the author. We're going to get him. Signed copy of hardcover Miracles, okay? Signed cover hardcover Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Signed copy of If You Can Keep It. We're going to get this is the soft cover. We may find a hardcover too. Now, here's where it gets crazy. There are signed copies of all of my books here, okay? I mean, I just see almost everything here, but we're throwing in all kinds of other stuff. This is the deluxe, the $80 leather-bound Griffin Edition version of my Bonhoeffer book. This is, you want to talk about a gorgeous gift that you can't possibly.
We're going to need a refrigerator box to send this grand prize.
Yes, we are.
This is amazing.
A signed copy of my book, Seven Men.
Yes.
A signed copy of my book, Everything I Always Wanted to Know About God, Afraid to Ask. A signed copy of my book, No Pressure, Mr. President, with photographs. A signed copy of my book, Socrates in the City. Okay. Mm-hmm. It goes on and on and on and on. There's
you even have a couple of Alban Sadar
now,
books up there.
Yeah. Look, if you look a little closely, you'll see Alban also has written a number of books in the Hamster Holmes series. We will send you those signed by the author.
Thank you.
Okay. But then we have a number of books that, well, actually, I forgot. Donald Drains a Swamp, three copies of that.
Oh, boy.
And three copies of the sequel, Donald Builds the Wall.
Yeah, it's so new you don't even have it yet.
We don't even have it yet.
We're going to get it here.
It's Time to Sleep, My Love, a Lullaby by Yours Truly. Yeah, I write lullabies. So what? You want to make something of it?
Hey.
All right. A copy of Amazing Grace in the German language.
Oh, boy.
And I will sign it in the German language. A copy of Bonhoeffer. Alban, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Everybody knows I hate the Dutch.
Oh, you do.
And yet, look, my book Bonhoeffer has been published in Dutch. The Dutch are all tall, good-looking, blonde. I hate you.
Ah.
And they're all reformed. They live in Grand Rapids. But you know what? I'm going to put my ill feeling aside, and we're going to sweeten the pot with a huge Dutch translation of my Bonhoeffer book, and I will sign it in Dutch. So look at the pile. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It gets scary. Okay. We also have a copy of B.S. Bentley's Beyond Belief, written by Alban Sadar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting crazy. Will you sign that, Alban?
I'm going to sign
that.
Okay. Yeah.
A copy of Cost of Discipleship by Bonhoeffer. He can't sign it, but I will sign it. I wrote the foreword to this book. But it gets crazier. Shannon Bream's book, a copy of Shannon Bream's book. You want to read that? There it is. Today, we're talking to Jack Barsky.
Yep.
He just happened to leave behind a copy of his book, and we're going to send that to you as well. And by the way, who doesn't want a Chinese language copy of Bonhoeffer?
Bingo.
I will sign it also in Chinese, if that's okay with you. And you're going to get all this stuff, and we really, there's stuff that we haven't even mentioned because we don't have time. Alban, are you going to sweeten the deal?
I sweetened the deal already with a box of Lucky Charms.
Folks, This is a box of Lucky Charms.
That's all you need, a little Lucky Charms to win this contest.
I just want you to know that this box, according to Chris Cuomo, this box is the equivalent of the N-word against Irish immigrants.
Oh.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah. James O'Keefe, actually, he got started because he protested Lucky Charms at his college. He said it was, not all Irish people are lucky. I mean, my parents came here. My grandparents came here. The potato famine.
So you're
and
serious.
They actually, I'm serious.
All right, we don't want to get
that's
into that.
That's how James O'Keefe got started.
But you're going to get all this stuff. You're
so
going to get stickers. You're going to get He's My Caveman, Donald the Caveman buttons. You're going to get all this stuff. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to have a tag sale and make millions off of this. Because everything here, it's like $20 per item at least.
Don't forget
the hats. And we got the hats. We got the stuff. So why are we doing all this stuff, folks? Because we want to entice you to give to a great cause. Food for the Poor is helping families in Colombia, not North Carolina, Colombia, South America. They are refugees. They have no food. This is a horrible situation. We can help them. Isn't this an amazing thing? We can do something about this, right? The government's not going to do anything. So you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you see the banner. Anything you give, folks, you get one chance to win this. Every $50 you give, you get another chance. So if you give $200, you will get four chances to win all of this stuff. And by the way, anybody who gives $200 gets a signed copy of my new book, Donald Builds the Wall. Anybody gives $200 gets that, but you also get four chances to win. Anybody giving $500 gets to visit the studio. You can bring all your friends. We love to do that. You know, we'll give you free books. We'll give you all kinds of stuff, but you got to give $500 for that. Anybody who can give $10,000, I always say this for charities I believe in, I will have dinner with you. If you like, Alban will come along.
Yeah,
he doesn't eat much.
Throw another dollar in. $10,001, I'll come along.
We would love to spend time with you. People who give to these organizations that generously, I want to thank you personally. And, you know, if you come to New York or I'm coming to your city, we'll work that out, the details of that. And it can be as many people as you want. You can say, hey, I'm going to bring 10 friends and we'll do it in Dallas or something. I get to Dallas, whatever. We could do it in New York. But we can do that. It'll be a fun thing. You're giving to a great cause. It's important that everybody gives something. That's why we're saying anybody who gives anything, you get you have a chance to win all of this stuff here. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
Great.
It goes on and on. It's you don't know what you're going to do with it. You're going to have to, like, give it to your school for an auction or something like that, and they'll, you know, try to raise money. Yeah. You probably raise $10,000 for an auction item at some school or something. There's just a lot of stuff here. I want to say that there's a website, MetaxasTalk.com. You know about that. Even if you go to EricMetaxas.com, okay, you can go to EricMetaxas.com and click through to the radio website, but you'll see the thing, Crisis in Latin America. You can give there. If you go to EricMetaxas.com, I want to tell you, you can sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that. All
and don't
kinds
forget
of stuff in the newsletter.
Tonight on TBN, it's the Wink Martindale.
Oh, that's tonight.
Interview.
6 p.m. Eastern
yes.
time.
In honor of
Sunday.
Yeah, this is the 42nd
of today
anniversary.
Today is the 42nd anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley.
That's right.
So that
so
was
tonight.
Yeah. That's tonight on TBN. Watch that. Let me give you the phone number in case you're inclined. When we come back, we're talking to Jack Barsky right here in the studio, a KGB agent for many years. You won't believe his story. The number, I hope you'll call this before Jack Barsky comes on, 844-863-HOPE. Give anything, folks, anything. 844-863-HOPE. If you want to win all this, just pick up the phone and give anything. Give $20. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. Thank you. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this August with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, in theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The price of gold is exploding. Get in on the ground floor now. The trade wars and global chaos are sending prices of the precious metal to multi-year highs, and analysts think gold is headed even higher to test its record highs of $1,900 an ounce. Don't stand on the sidelines and totally miss this gold rally. Learn how to secure and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have questions, we have answers. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process of transferring any portion of your existing IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of a gold IRA tax-free. Call 800-600-4849 and ask for our free gold guide. 800-600-4849. Call today and learn how to protect and grow your financial future with the rising value of gold. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Another day, another threat. Your freedom is in danger, and Patriot Mobile is doing something about it. Take something as simple as your cell phone. You use it every day, and you can use it to make changes for your values. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every cell phone bill to conservative organizations that fight for First and Second Amendment rights, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the recovery of veterans. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile and get reliable nationwide coverage. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, a high-quality camera, and more, but only while supplies last. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month, switch today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Come on over today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Eric Metaxas Show. We've got great music, but we've got even better guests and stories. I don't know where to begin. I'm sitting here in the studio with the author of a book called Deep Undercover, My Secret Life and Tangled Allegiances as a KGB Spy in America. The story sounds unbelievable. It sounds like fiction. It is an utterly true story. I'm sitting here with the author and the man who has lived the story, Jack Barsky. Jack, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your story is truly unbelievable, and I had you on this program 2.5 or so years ago. I wanted to have you back in this beautiful studio to tell the story to a new audience. Your story has several happy endings to it. So as dark as it gets, it ends up really, really beautifully. But let's just go back to the beginning. The title says, My Secret Life and Tangled Allegiances as a KGB Spy in America. Tell us the first part of the story. How did you get to be a KGB spy?
Yeah, well, that's not something one could aspire to. I also never thought as growing up that I was going to be a policeman, an agent, or in the Army. I had no clue what to do.
You grew up in East Germany.
I grew up, Soviet-occupied East Germany.
The DDR.
German Democratic Republic. I grew up in a rather backward area. There wasn't much there. But the one thing that was good about East Germany, the education was excellent. It was all-state education, and we were drilled. And I worked my way out of this backward area, step by step, to university. When I was at university, I studied chemistry.
Where were you in the university?
I was in the town of Jena.
In the Nähe von Leipzig. I know this area. I have to, for my audience, in case anybody's missing this, because I'm all a Twitter here, my mother grew up in this area. So my family is from the Ostzone, which, of course, they've been there long before it was the Ostzone. But I've been there so many times, and those people are my people, meine Familie. You know, we go there any opportunity we get. So when I first heard your story, I said, wow, this is amazing. This is a man who grew up in this area that I know. But you really went over to the dark side. You didn't choose the path. So let's say you grew up. You went. You just said you became. You were studying in the university, studying chemistry, with no ambition to go into being a spy for the KGB. God forbid.
The ambition at that point, because I was an ace student, I pretty much aced everything. My ambition was to become a tenured professor, and I was already on a path that would have succeeded pretty.
Now, if you had become a tenured professor, even in the United States, you would be a communist. So the only thing that saved you from that was becoming a KGB agent. Okay, so you want to become a tenured professor. Your ambitions are in chemistry and in the academy. So what happens?
Right. Well, one day I was in my third year of study. I'm sitting in my dorm room on a Saturday doing some work. My roommate wasn't there, and there's a knock on the door. And
excuse me, this is in the 70s?
Yes, it was around 74, I believe.
Okay.
73. Knock on the door. That knock was odd to begin with because the custom was for us students, when we visit each other, to knock and come in. There was a knock and nobody came in. So I knew there was somebody who didn't belong. On a Saturday, we usually didn't have people come visit unless they were girlfriends, and that was sort of not quite legal anyway. So I said, come on in, and in comes a man I had never seen, and he was German. He introduced himself very quickly as a representative of Carl Zeiss Jena, which is still in existence. It's an optics company of international repute.
Yeah, Zeiss, right. Of course, yeah.
He said he wanted to talk with me about my plans after graduation. Bing, 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 bing. What an idiot. I'm sorry. He was operating on behalf of the KGB and used a cover story that was not credible, because in those days, when you graduated from college, unless you were at the very top, and that means you probably would have decided to stay there, everybody was assigned someplace. And this guy wanted, as if he was going to recruit me.
So that's interesting.
So I knew already something was up.
But Americans, it's interesting because we would never even think about this, that you're in a system that's so oppressive that you're not even given a choice where to work. Send you here or send you there.
That is fundamentally correct, with the exception of the superstars. And I, I'm not bragging. I was a superstar. So I sort of had my choice. I was actually also recruited by the party organization and by the youth organization at one point they wanted me to run the youth organization for the entire university. And so I had three things that I factored, and then came the KGB.
But why would it be so strange if a representative of Zeiss comes to you knowing that you're at the top to say, I want to talk to you about recruiting?
No, it wasn't done. And this would not have been a plum job.
Right.
To be, if you come out of academia, you're steeped in that. You want to do more research. You want to do something like important, not be an industrial chemist.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that didn't,
okay.
That didn't
All right,
fly.
So the guy knocks on your door in 1973, 74. What's the conversation?
So I knew something was up, and my first thought was he's probably Stasi, East German secret police.
Were you scared?
No, not at all. No. I had nothing. I was a party member in good standing. I had nothing to be afraid of. My family was quote-unquote clean. We didn't have any relatives in the West. So I knew he was probably going to go along the path of recruitment of some kind. You know, the Stasi also operated with a lot of unofficial, contributors, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, this conversation is already favored in my favor. I knew who he was, and he was, just trying to figure out how to talk to me and get what he wanted. So, we did a lot of small talk, and then eventually he started zeroing in on this thing, and he changed his tune. He said, I have to be honest, I'm really not from Carl Zeiss. I'm from the government. So, my thought was, I could really make him uncomfortable by asking what part of the government. So, but that's okay. I let it go. I said, okay. And then he asked me the one question he came for, could I envision myself working for the government after graduation. At that time, I was still a student. And I gave him the answer that he was looking for without us ever saying what it was. I said, yeah, but not as a chemist. So he knew. He knew that I knew. So he had me on the hook. And so we decided to meet again. That next time was in a restaurant, the best restaurant in town. I got a nice free meal out of it. Do you want me to go on what happened at that meeting?
I think you've said enough. Come on, we're here to hear your story. Now, we have to say, by the way, before you do tell what happened, I mean, you end up, of course, joining the KGB and then being planted as a spy in the United States. This is what makes your story absolutely crazy and amazing, that there were KGB spies working here. You were one of them, and now you're sitting here. You have a different story. But so let's go back to that to the meeting. He takes you to a restaurant. What's next?
All right. So we I don't know, maybe it was 3 in the afternoon, because in Germany you eat your big meal sometime in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So we had agreed to meet at a certain time. I entered the restaurant and I see the fellow at the table, and it was another guy sitting at the table. Now, that is not unusual in those days in Germany. People would share tables, strangers or not. Uh-huh. So I didn't know, should I approach him or not? So I'm going very careful, but he steps up to me and says, you know, it's all right. And he introduces the fellow next to him. And now I forgot his name, but it was a Russian name. Oh, this
was a Russian?
No, it was not a Russian name. He says, this is Herman. We are working with our Soviet friends. Herman is, German. That's the Russian word.
Herman.
Yeah, Herman. Yeah, that's what he called it, Herman.
Herman. Herman. We're working with Herman.
We are working with our Soviet friends. Now,
hang on a second, folks. This is a story you cannot, you won't believe this. We'll be right back talking to Jack Barsky. The book is Deep Undercover, My Secret Life and Tangled Allegiances as a KGB Spy in America. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Once those away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Judiciary Committee will cut short its summer recess to consider new gun legislation. Chairman Jerry Nadler is calling the committee back to Washington on September 4th to work on gun-related issues. Police have released a photograph of a man who was recorded on security cameras placing a pair of rice cookers in a New York City subway station. A total of 3 rice cookers that caused a disruption in the morning commute turned out to be harmless. Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib has reconsidered and says she won't visit her grandmother in the occupied West Bank after all. That's despite being granted an Israeli permit on humanitarian grounds. Pakistani police say a powerful bomb went off inside a mosque during Friday prayers on the outskirts of the southwestern city of Quetta, killing at least 4 worshippers and wounding 20. This is SRN News.
The creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers, return to the big screen this August with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
Overcomer, in theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
When
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Jack Barsky. Not his real name. Or is it his real name? Jack Barsky. Now it is your real name, isn't it?
It is my legal name,
but
yes.
You grew up as Albrecht Dietrich.
Very well said.
Danke sehr. Well, it's amazing that you have lived this life. And, as I say, I have relatives who lived today in what was the former East Germany. And all my German relatives almost are there. But you are getting to this exciting part in the story now. So you are sitting down in this restaurant with a member of the KGB, and he doesn't reveal himself, but then he says, we're working with our Russian friends. Of course, right. East Germany in those days was effectively, a Russian satellite. There's no question about it, part of the Soviet Union's empire, evil empire, right. In the words of Reagan. So what happens? You sit down, and when he says we're working with Hamon, this friend from Russia, this is something's going on.
Well, the little German, and he was a short guy, then said goodbye. And says, you're going to be working with Herman.
Oh, he hands you off to Herman.
And, there was no choice or nothing. He just disappeared. I never knew his name. He had never introduced himself even with the first name.
You know what? It's about time. Jack, I was that guy. That was me. You don't remember.
Well,
remember.
No, actually, you are much better looking than him.
Oh, well, I don't want to know about that. Okay, so now you're alone. You're sitting here with a Russian guy.
Right.
What happened?
Very nice fellow.
Yeah.
And he spoke German quite well. And, this was a very, very slow getting to know one another. What they were looking at me from the beginning was getting me trained and launching me as an agent, as an undercover agent initially in West Germany. So those kinds of people you really have to get to know. You need to know whether you can trust them. Are they capable of doing this? And it's a two-way street. The prospective agent also needs to be comfortable with that task. You don't force somebody into that. You can force spying by blackmailing and bribery for somebody who already has secrets. But if an agent who goes into behind enemy territory needs to do this voluntarily. So I worked with this fellow for a year and a half. And he gave me some training tasks, and we talked a lot. We became really good friends. I liked him a lot, and he liked me too.
And what was his name?
That was Herman.
Herman.
Yeah. At one point, I made a mistake. I asked him, "Is your real name German?" And he looked. And he was angry with me for that because that was a no question. It was all secret. But anyway, he liked me well enough, and I guarantee you, we met once every week or sometimes every other week. Every time we met, he wrote a report, and it became a big file.
I mean, this is exactly like out of a movie, and somebody, you're probably talking to people about rights to your book, Deep Undercover.
I sold them.
You sold the rights?
Yes.
Okay.
To do a series, not a movie.
To do even better. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Well, that's exciting. Well, I got to say that I just want you to keep talking, so please continue with the story.
So, and as I said, he liked me well enough. Eventually, he set me up for a meeting with headquarters. That was headquarters in Berlin. That was my very first secret meeting. So I was given an address and a time and a location where I would meet another agent. That was another Russian. So when there were code words that we exchanged, so we knew we were both who we thought we were.
Yeah.
And he took me into headquarters. That is a place where normally Germans had no access. That's where it was headquarters of the Soviet administration, including the KGB.
What part of Berlin are we talking about?
Berlin-Karlshorst.
Yeah,
it's the building still stands like a typical.
I'm sure it's ugly.
Greenish gray, pretty ugly.
Yeah,
like a monster.
Yeah.
So we are received there in an office that was decorated with Lenin pictures and a bust of the founder of the KGB, what's his name, the Polish guy?
Dzerzhinsky.
Felix Dzerzhinsky.
I don't know who. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Right. Another short, unimportant-looking man sat behind the desk. The moment he opened his mouth, you knew that he was not an unimportant man. There was a voice of steel came out of him, very high authority, and he spoke only Russian. Now, my Russian was sort of, my school Russian was good enough to understand most of what he was saying. There was a lot of, initial propaganda, now why we're doing this and who the enemy is and all that nonsense. And then he switched gears, like, out of the blue. He looked at me and he says, "So are you in or not?" And not with a smile. And I wasn't prepared for that question. I didn't know that it was coming. So I was just trying to play for time. I wasn't ready to answer. So I said, "Well, I'm not really well trained. I got to learn this. I got to learn that." And he said, "Don't worry about it. We'll train you. I want an answer. And I want an answer by tomorrow at noon."
Wow.
That made for a sleepless night. Because it was not an easy decision. On the one hand, my Jena had become my hometown. I loved it there. I played basketball on the university team. I had friends, and I had this career, and I was already somebody, and I would have to say goodbye to all of this
forever,
pretty much, and start over again.
It's not. Yeah, we're gonna go to another break. I'm talking to Jack Barsky, sort of his real name. The book is Deep Undercover. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, for years, I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this August with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
Overcomer, in theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Visit OvercomerMovie.com.
The price of gold is exploding. Get in on the ground floor now. The trade wars and global chaos are sending prices of the precious metal to multi-year highs, and analysts think gold is headed even higher to test its record highs of $1,900 an ounce. Don't stand on the sidelines and totally miss this gold rally. Learn how to secure and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have questions, we have answers. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process of transferring any portion of your existing IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of a gold IRA tax-free. Call 800-600-4849 and ask for our free gold guide. 800-600-4849. Call today and learn how to protect and grow your financial future with the rising value of gold. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
Talking to a former KGB spy, so let's turn the music down. Seriously, Jack, your story is unbelievable. Let's continue. Now you're spending a sleepless night because you have been asked by this tough guy, this Soviet apparatchik.
Right.
Are you in or out? That's a big life-changing question to answer.
Huge. Absolutely huge. And I didn't know the extent of it, but I knew that I would have to pretty much drop everything that I had become, including all the relationships, including, telling my mother a big lie about where I was going. On the other side, there was this opportunity, and you mentioned that I joined the dark side. To me, it was the light side. It was helping the
cause
Soviet Union,
and
us to liberate the enslaved working classes and create nirvana on the planet.
Yeah,
I believed in that 100%.
Yeah,
and then there was two other things that appealed to me personally. First of all, there's a very famous British agent who was once asked. Kim Philby.
I was just going to say, is it Kim Philby?
It was Kim Philby.
I can't
very
think
good.
Of too many agents. Uh-huh. Kim Philby?
He was once asked why he joined the KGB, and his answer was, if you're asked by an elite organization to join, you don't think very long about it. So I felt very special. And the Germans have something that is kind of sort of, it doesn't have a good translation in English, called Wanderlust. We like to travel. And I knew I would be able to go to places that more
we
close
call it,
to us.
In America, we call it cabin fever. That's not true. Wanderlust.
The joy of wandering around.
It must have been very appealing, very flattering.
Absolutely.
But the idea that you have to lie to your own mother about who you are, what you're doing, that's a price to pay.
Yeah, but, you know, the rationalization was I was doing it for a cause. And you got to understand, in East Germany and also in the Soviet Union, in the Eastern Camp, there was a mystique that was built about folks like us, agents, who would sacrifice a lot.
Yeah,
for the cause.
Sure.
That was in literature and in the movies and sometimes in the newspapers.
Yeah.
And I was going to be one of them.
Right.
That was enough of a reason to lie.
Yeah. So it's a big step, but it sounds like you knew what you wanted to do. It's interesting that they asked you, you know, you have to know by tomorrow. That's interesting.
I think there was good thinking behind it.
Yeah.
If I hesitate any longer, I'm not a good candidate.
Right. Okay. So what happens?
Well, I said yes.
Okay.
The fellow who kept in contact with me while in Berlin, Boris. We met.
Literally named Boris.
Yeah. Well, he names are meaningless. You know, when people introduce themselves, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah,
everybody knows that's not your real name.
Okay.
My cover name was Dieter.
Yeah.
And I introduced myself to all the other KGB folks that I met as Dieter.
That's interesting. My cover name is also Dieter. Okay. So let's continue. So you say yes. What happens?
I tell Boris yes. And so now we are working on my departure from Jena because I was already an employee at the university. I was in my second year as an assistant professor working on on my doctorate.
Right.
And so now I had to quit. And it was like, and I had to quit in such a way that people wouldn't like whisper. People whispered probably anyway, but the cover initially was I was going to go to Berlin to work for the State Department. All right. And I had to, on my way out, I had to hand over my party book. And the fellow who received it, the party official of the university, said, he sort of knew. He said, yeah, there's some.
Excuse me.
This fellow said, there's some people that we don't hear from anymore, but we appreciate you. This guy knew.
Oh, he kind of knew.
He guessed it, yes.
Wow.
You know, the party book was almost like a something considered holy. You have to keep it safe, and, you know, it was part of you.
The party book. I mean, yes. We don't know what that is.
Well,
it's
exactly? A little booklet with your name, and and then they make the entries when you pay your dues and all that.
Interesting. To be a member in good standing of the Communist Party.
That's correct.
Like Bernie Sanders. I mean, his book. Well, you know what? Actually, I don't want to get political, so we're going to move on. Okay, so you moved to Berlin.
I did, and so I packed my bag, and I had one suitcase and another the bag. And I get on a train, and I now have another secret meeting. This guy, this time with the fellow who would actually be with me throughout my training in Berlin. His name was Leonid.
Leonid?
Leonid.
As in Brezhnev?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Brezhnev was the head of the Soviet Union at this time.
He was,
yeah,
indeed.
Okay.
So another one of those meetings at a street corner.
Yeah.
He takes me to his car, and now I'm hoping he's going to take me to an apartment, right? Because I had lived in Jena. I'd lived in a dorm with roommates, or in a really, really small place with shared toilets and bathrooms.
Yeah.
I was going to get an apartment, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm working for the KGB.
Sure.
So what he said right off the bat, he said, your very first task is to find yourself a place to live. My heart went from here to there because there were no places. There was a severe shortage, housing shortage, and all housing was controlled by the government. So you couldn't just... So here's the thing. This was my first task. I could have failed at that one, and they would have kicked me out.
Find an apartment
in a place
East Berlin. It's kind of funny because one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is I want people to know what communism is, because there are many young people today have no idea. I mean, my mother and father taught me growing up over and over and over what it is to live in a place that's not free. It's hell. But most people in America have no idea. So it's interesting to hear your point of view. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Jack Barsky. The book is Deep Undercover. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says she won't visit the West Bank despite being granted a humanitarian waiver to visit her grandmother.
Tlaib tweeting this morning, and these are her words, "Silencing me and treating me like a criminal is not what she wants for me. It would kill a piece of me." She adds, "I've decided that visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions stands against everything I believe in." The decision not to travel to the West Bank comes after Israel's interior minister granted a request by Tlaib to visit the West Bank on humanitarian grounds.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Police have released a photograph of a man who was recorded on security cameras placing a pair of rice cookers at a New York City subway station. A total of three rice cookers that caused a major disruption in the morning commute. They all turned out to be harmless. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hey folks, this is Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm talking to a former KGB spy, Jack Barsky. Your story just gets crazier and crazier. We're just at the beginning. So what happens at this point? You're looking for an apartment.
I'm looking for a place to live. I mean, and you, as I said, there's no place you can go and say, well, there was nothing available. So it's almost like, you know, going to a city, a strange city, like in action, and you'll find your way.
Yeah.
So I figured the further away from the center of Berlin you go, the more of a chance you might have. So
right.
I took the train, and I didn't know Berlin. I took the train to one of the final stops. I walked around there, and I started asking people. Well, this is what you do. You know, you improvise. And one said, maybe you're going to ask over there, ask over there, ask over there. Eventually, I get to a point where I talk to an elderly woman who had a lot of teeth missing. And she says, yeah, I have something. That something was an outbuilding that had a stove, a bed, and a chair, and running cold water. I took it.
You took it.
I took it, and I lived in that place for about 6 months.
Welcome to Bernie Sanders America. Okay, so we just have a couple of minutes left in this hour. We're going to continue with your story after this. But, okay, so you are now living there. You can't take a hot shower, but you are a KGB agent in Berlin.
In training.
What happens?
In training. So now I get training.
Yeah.
First of all, the very first thing that I had to do was read the history of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. It's about this thick. Interesting thing, because I'm now getting the real history of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. There was so much whitewashing, it's just totally amazing.
Right.
But that was a requirement. The training, other than that, I was told every agent that we're sending needs to learn one other language. So I picked English.
Ooh, sweet.
Yep.
We wouldn't be sitting here if you hadn't picked English.
Absolutely true.
Okay, this is pretty amazing. All right, so you pick English.
I pick English, so when I start, I had school English, but I pretty much learned it from scratch with a tutor. They paid for it.
Yeah.
Then there was the operational training, you know, how to conduct meetings, surveillance detection. They're called dead drop operations. I don't know if you know what that means. It's
I'm a spy. I know all about this stuff.
All right, so maybe we can do one of those.
Yeah, do a dead drop operation.
Morse code.
Yeah.
Decryption and encryption, secret writing, microdots.
You went to spy school.
Yeah, but it was all one-on-one. There was
But I'm just saying, you're learning
absolutely, yes,
how to be a spy. And the fact is, I mean, we have to remember, this was at the height of the Cold War. You were on that side. We, Americans, were on this side. And you were learning how to do battle with the enemy, which
That's
is
right.
the free West.
Correct.
And you believed in it. You were a soldier who believed in his mission.
Absolutely.
We're going to go to a break. This is the end of part one with Jack Barsky. Jack, it's wonderful to have you here and to hear this story. When we come back, we're going to hear the rest of the story. Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet, but trust me, a crazy, amazing story behind enemy lines in the United States of America. It gets crazier and crazier. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Stick around.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.